like, you're doing too much. Like, you're exaggerating. Like, it's not that bad. I was just being friendly. But I'm like, if I'm sitting with you at a restaurant, you shouldn't be trying to get to know a girl who's sitting across from us.
What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
So on today's episode, Dating Struggles Part 4, we will be discussing fuckboys.
Yes.
Fun topic.
How are you?
How am I not? A lot going on.
Yes, more than usual.
More than usual.
Yeah.
Balancing a lot of different aspects of life, not necessarily saying that that's fun. I'm really tired, actually. And what I've been finding is that I really don't want to do things. I'm really not trying to get things done. It's like, I know my to-do list keeps growing, but I also know that I fold up that to-do list and peacefully put it in my purse at the end of the night. That's what I know.
That's where you're at right now.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for, what's the word?
Asking.
Introducing me to Doritos 3D.
Oh,
it did. Everything.
You're welcome.
apart from that, no, nothing much has been going on. I feel like next week is going to be busy. This week has been okay. But you know when like okay is busy, but we push. So, yeah, fuck boys. So we wanted to start by giving like a context of the word.
Yeah, so the reason why we want to start off with context is because we're talking about fuckboy in the context of, you know, North American, primarily like educated society. Because we understand, well, I had a conversation with another woman, a social justice advocate, and she actually said that the word fuckboy actually derives in lower socioeconomic places, primarily in the U.S., and what it signified in those contexts was someone who didn't take responsibility for their own life. So someone who,
that makes sense.
Someone who would like laze around and not take opportunity,
right.
And just I don't know, smoke weed and just not really be proactive. But the way we've been hearing it,
it's been coined.
Yeah, it's been coined differently. Like the context that the what it means is really different. Is really different in the way that people use it on social media and stuff like that. And I think what they're alluding to is a fuckboy being a man or
primarily,
a boy or primarily men who doesn't take a relationship very seriously.
Right. But I feel like it's the front that they do, but it's not true. Like it's a facade.
It's a facade. It's a facade. I honestly don't know if there's even a lexical definition for fuckboy.
I mean, we looked it up.
But we looked it up, but still it was quite a shitty definition, Urban Dictionary. but what we found was that it's basically someone who doesn't necessarily take relationships seriously, maybe not even take the needs and wants of others seriously.
Right.
And they may have a little complex where they think they're more superior or more important, or how you get through a relationship is showing that you care less than the other person.
Yeah.
So those are like the overall concepts I think of when it comes to fuckboy. We're not saying we're right about what this definition
but that's
is.
That's how we've conceptualize it.
And interestingly enough, fuckboys don't always have to look good, but they have to believe that they look good. Ooh,
speaking volume.
We got some ugly ducklings out here,
bro. Listen.
Claiming fuckboy status. I feel like I'm having a fever dream sometimes when I see some of the confidence that some of these menses have. I'm confused.
Like because they dress a certain way, they think they look good, but like, but you don't look good.
You know what?
Let's
port that. Let's port that thought. We will get to that though. So what do you visualize in terms of like appearance when you think of a fuckboy?
When I think of a fuckboy, I think someone who's trying too hard.
Is there something that they're usually...
Remember when we sat down and we described like We described like 100 versions of what like a fuckboy would look like.
We were in undergrad.
Yeah.
And because we were surrounded by them mm-hmm. all the time, mm-hmm. we had the stereotype in our head.
Yeah.
But now, like, we haven't been around people for like a good year.
Yeah.
But clients.
Like even before that.
Even before that. You know, we've been isolating ourselves. So we don't really remember. But what I do notice is, like, for example, on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. You're on TikTok like that?
Not like that. But like, you'll see some people where it's like, bleh, like, you know what I mean? They make you want to throw up in your mouth a little bit.
Describe that to me. Like, what is it that they're doing?
It's just like the boys who like take their shirt off and they dance and they do all these like suggestive movements and you know, they know that they look good and they capitalize on that, but it's almost like a forced exaggeration. Okay. I think someone could know that they look good, but it's about like, do you have to show it? Like, we already see that you're attractive when you go the extra step of, you know, reinforcing really hard, like, hey, look at me, I'm sexy as hell. Like,
maybe it's the lack of humility then.
Yeah. Something is very cocky about it. It's like, you're not even humbly cute. You out here cocky, the whole nine.
Right.
Like, noticing how you look.
Why am I thinking about like this thing like 2-3 years ago where like, it was like light skins and like the Drake look and how like they would do their lips a certain way and have their eyebrows raised. I don't know why I'm thinking about that. Yeah, right,
you guys can't see my face, but I'm cringing. Like, it's just so, and it's almost like because people can identify with like, let's say light skin or fuckboy, it almost justifies their poor treatment of other people.
Which is terrible.
Or it excuses their behavior, especially if that behavior is inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And honey bun, just because you're cute doesn't mean you can't get honey in trouble. Bun. Like,
killing me out here. But in terms of personality, I think it would be arrogance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, arrogance. Cocky.
Mm-hmm. I would put these things together.
Yeah, I would put them together too. I would maybe say empathy that's on the lower end or no empathy at all.
What's the word? You know when like it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Arrogant. I think like people that are aiming to seem smarter than they actually are, or like they put a lot of emphasis on what they're wearing. Like people that, and they wear glasses, but they don't need glasses. Yeah. Like they're really going for an exaggerated, they're trying to show up as something.
They're like creating this like false self or an ideal self.
Exactly.
Versus just being themselves and being cool with that. Like, I don't know. Like people, we can tell when you're forcing it.
Yeah.
Like we could tell when confidence is genuine versus when it's being forced.
Right. And like the walk, like the swagger, quote unquote, the swagger walk.
The forced walk.
Man, I'm describing this person because I'm seeing them right now. The perfume.
Oh,
like
the
cologne that's heavy.
Heavy perfume. Heavy. I think about someone who like walks into a room and for some reason their chest is like puffed out and they're like, you know, and I seen it once at a pizza. It pissed me off so much. These two men who thought they were the shit walk up to the cashier,
chest puffed out
for like, where pizza, sir? You can put your chest down. Like, what are you getting mad at? But his chest was like puffed and he was like acting so condescending towards the cashier. The cashier was like, oh, like, do you want a pre-made slice? And he's like, well, it looks like it's been there for like 3 months, so like, no. And I was just it's like, yes or no,
it's a simple question.
We didn't ask you. You didn't even say yes or no.
You're coming to pizza, like, okay, what type of like quality of meal are you really really expecting?
Yeah.
And I feel like you can always tell about someone's character by the way that they treat like service industry people.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's yelling to you because it's like, if they're treating them like that, Right. And you don't even know this person.
And you don't even know this
it's
person.
It's a stranger.
How would you treat someone who's in your circle?
Mm-hmm. Who made a mistake.
Who yeah. made a mistake. Who's maybe not as good mm-hmm. enough for you as you hope right. for them to be. Ah, so personality, just overall very, but.
What?
They could be very charming.
That's the thing. They can be very charming. I feel like that's the step when they're trying to get with you.
But I think that you also have to have a skill where it's like you know how to talk to people and you know how to get people to like you. Not everybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can be well liked by right. people. Not only like acknowledged, but like they're liked. So people may have like the sense of them or mm-hmm. this perception of them that they are actually a really good person.
Right.
They may be able to talk their way out of anything. So really mm-hmm. good with like charisma, words. They know how to socially manipulate right. people. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is skill low-key wish I had out here sitting like the right. introvert I am in the corner all the time.
I feel like you're low-key more extroverted now though.
Yeah, extrovert.
You have vibes of an extrovert. I'm like down that introvert hole.
Damn.
I'm deep down. I'm not coming out.
Well, we have to talk to people all the time.
True.
Ooh, especially when you got a couple or a family. Ooh, mm-hmm. we. Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, that they're really good at talking to people. They're really
captivating an audience.
Captivating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
but
something
I feel like
draws
because
you
they like they I feel like they practice that though. They look at themselves in the mirror a lot probably. They just ooze of that confidence. Right? But sometimes I really think it's a facade. Cuz sometimes they have this nice look together but they might be on a verge of like a bankruptcy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be light with the word confidence. It's interesting because it's like they give off the facade mm-hmm. that it doesn't matter what people think of them.
Oh.
But a lot of them
really
do care what
they
people really think about
them.
They
really do care what people think about them.
Ooh, very
But they'll be like,
goes.
Oh, I'm not, you know, this is for me. Da, 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 and you're like, okay, sir.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But like personality-wise, have I ever met one... Actually, I've never dealt with like a...
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with avoidant men.
Mm-hmm.
I know of narcissistic men. Men who are fuckboy, like little to no respect for women.
Right.
Taking advantage. Not really. Or if I have ever come up against any type of person like that, I've been
able to set...
You try to get through me?
You control, I'll delete them.
Control, I'll delete. It
quick
is
things.
What it is.
Yeah. I feel like I've come across someone who has F-boy vibes.
Oh boy, tell me about these vibes.
Just, you know when someone is, they want to see you, but nothing is really determined. Mm. They thrive in your uncertainty. They thrive in like you not knowing where... things are. And I feel like I was naive as well, because if someone is inviting you to go watch a movie at 9 a.m. and they're only trying to see you at times where other people wouldn't see you, I'm like, that's an indication of something. Like, oh, maybe he's busy. Maybe no. Like, why is someone trying to go watch a movie with you when the movie theater opens? Isn't that usually like a 4, like even like 6 p.m.? You know what I mean?
When the senior citizens are out at like 9 a.m.
Right. And just these
these
vibes. But I don't think that person was necessarily
fuckboy. How could you tell they were thriving in your uncertainty, though?
I think because every time I was inching towards, okay, let's talk about something more concrete or let's make plans at a regular hour, they're like, oh, no, like, let's not. Or just going around it.
Hmm.
Or when someone, and I feel like that was my mistake. You know when you text someone twice, like back to back, and they answer your last thing, but not the first thing. And so you forget about the first thing, and you kind of move forward. But it's just that.
Man, that's some tricky, that's some psychological shit. That sounds like a lot happening there.
A lot happening there. But,
okay. Yeah. But yeah, that's the image that comes to mind. And I feel like... they exist in all races.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I primarily think of like Caucasian or or Black.
Right. But they
fuckboys.
Right. And they tend to
or Arab.
Mm-hmm. They, or Arab, okay. Yeah, but I feel like they, are their actions similar though? Or are they acting different?
I feel like there are general themes of just like, for example, nonchalance.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bothers you, or you can't have the air that anything bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this girl's talking about how she feels. Yo, that's nasty, bro. Like, why mm-hmm. is she? I just met you a year ago, and we've been dating for a year. Why are you having feelings to me like that? What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like very like avoidant, distant, nonchalant. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone brings something up, why are you so bothered?
It wasn't that big of a deal.
So we're almost like kind of describing narcissists as well.
Yeah.
But it's almost like played in a way where it's like fuckboy. It's like, oh, this guy gets a lot of girls. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's always playing girls. But they do share a lot of the same mm-hmm. traits, I find, narcissists and fuckboys.
Right. Narcissists. Right. And it's, I'm trying to, you know who I'm talking about. Just, I've never dealt with a fuckboy, but just fuckboy vibes. When you know that like something here isn't how it's supposed to be. Like if I'm with you at a restaurant, you shouldn't be trying to talk to other girls.
Oh.
Right?
You went through that?
Yeah, more than once.
How so? Like, talk to other girls isn't the waitresses?
Not
or?
The wait. Like other people sitting at other tables.
How so?
But that's... And that's where I'm like, they make you, that's why I wrote Gaslight. They make you feel like you're the one that is seeing this the wrong way, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're the ones who's like, you're doing too much. Like you're exaggerating. Like it's not that bad. I was just being friendly. But I'm like, if I'm sitting with you at a restaurant, you shouldn't be trying to get to know a girl who's sitting across from us.
He was having a whole ass conversation.
It's like grabbing a ketchup and, oh, why, like, who's your friend? Like, where are you guys here? Like, are you guys here to celebrate something? And trying to, like, include them in our thing.
Like, I'm sorry, are you the host? Is that your
Who
job?
Who made you host, though? So, you know what I mean?
Problematic.
But
yeah, let's talk about some of the signs. So yeah. you were talking about lack of follow through.
Mm-hmm.
So with plans, plans are kind of, like, loosely.
Plans are loose. It's like... On your side, you're like, oh, I'll meet you there. And they're like, well, I never said that I'll meet you there. I said, I might make it. And you,
but plans are also made last minute.
Oh, man.
I'll show up now.
Mm-hmm. Are you here? I am not here.
Whoa. Because it's like, are you putting me on the spot because you know I probably won't make it in time?
Mm-hmm.
So it will look like you're putting in the effort, but you'll
Stop
also...
pushing me. You know I'm beautiful.
You also subconsciously know that I can't show up. So it looks like you're making a plan. It looks like you're making a plan.
Right.
Oh, that's so sneaky.
And then when you don't, quote unquote, show up, because it's like, it's 10, you're telling me it's at 10:30. I'm not going to be there on time. And it's like, well, I did invite you.
I did invite you.
Oh. And I was hoping to see you, but you couldn't make it.
Uh-oh.
Lack of follow through. Or you text them Sunday. You hear from the next Sunday.
Oh.
I was busy. I'm like, yeah, but...
And it's always... You know,
it's
there's
always
no...
the one that have nothing going on.
True. And on top of that, it's like, people are not saying you can't be busy. But if you're going to be busy, let the person know you're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have that baseline of respect.
Right.
Where I'm able to communicate what's happening in my world without leaving you with, you know, anxious thoughts about all the 50 things that could happen. Because sometimes I sit there and I'm like, is the person dead? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not responding to me. Like, are they literally dead? Like, that is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, why would you distress somebody else
mm-hmm.
with your lack of communication?
Mm-hmm.
We're not here for it.
I know what you're talking about.
I only have friends who know how to communicate now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like even if it's like something negative, like I can't make it, tell someone.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're waiting for someone to show up? It's the worst feeling.
And they don't?
Like that, I'm running late. And then, okay, running late 15 minutes, and then 15 becomes 30. And especially if you're like in a public place, or if you were pre-COVID or even COVID right now at a restaurant, hey, I'm holding this seat right now. Like, you not being here is a problem.
And then you had dealt with something like that before. Yeah. Well, how late did the guy show up?
I think it was about 45 minutes. Oh. It was about 45 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. And did you continue the date, or?
I did. Listen.
Oh, my.
My naive self. Oh, I'm done with that. I can't be doing that anymore.
Cool. You got a whole ass, man. Yeah. But, I can't be doing that. I would have got up and walked out. 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. He was coming from like Gatineau or something. But that's my entire thing is, I don't care if you're coming from Gatineau or Orleans or Barrhaven. Like, for me, 10 is 10. 10 is even late. You should have been there at 9:50. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. People's time. I feel like it's you can't get time back. And time is so valuable.
I think the more we go into this, like, the deeper we continue or progress in this profession, the more I'm actually, like, it's almost like I value my time that much more.
Yeah.
So if someone's 5 to 10 minutes late, I'm like, I could have been doing a whole thing. Or
I could have been eating something.
I could have been eating something. It could have been a pee break.
It could have been something. It could have been me checking something. But I sat there patiently and waited for you.
And you didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't tell me. Broken promises as well.
Yeah.
Primary fuckboy move.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, because they know what to say to get the other person excited, they may say things that they actually don't want or believe in or buy into.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll commit to you. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. We'll have a future of some sort. But they'll leave it vague and they'll never be committed to it. They'll never have a conversation about it.
It's like, I want that long-term relationship where I want to get married too. But it's never to you. Like, it's a general thing.
Or maybe they never mention those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you say, oh, like, long-term relationship, they'd be like, yeah.
Or I told someone one time, I was like, yeah, I do want, like, a long-term, I want to get married one. They said, right.
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 Mm-hmm. When you're trying to...
The avoidance is so strong, right?
Right.
Yeah. Facts.
Facts. Definitely. Deadass.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I'm there too.
Right? I'm there too. I'm dead.
But different lanes.
Different lanes. But they never really sit. They never really elaborate or talk about the thing. It's more so like a light acknowledgement.
Right.
Where it's like, I'll touch on this real quickly and then I'll go. Broken promises. What do they keep other promises? And I'm wondering what the fuckboy etiquette is for seeing multiple people.
You can't catch feelings. I feel like that's like their motto.
True, but it's also like, are you communicative and do you let people know that you're seeing other people, or do you not let them know that you're seeing other people?
I think you don't let them know.
I think it may depend on the fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
it's a difference between someone who is dating multiple people and all of the people are aware that this person is dating like casual relationships, and someone who, yeah, I'm only talking to you right now. Mm-hmm. Or they never mention anything about anything, and you really think that you're the only one that they're talking to, but just their actions.
Okay, so there's the one that does communicate that he's seeing
multiple
people.
I don't think that one is a fuckboy.
I think it may be a fuckboy because... I think it can depend on the fuckboy themselves, because them letting the girl know, like, yo, I'm seeing other people, so don't think this is that deep.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I have all my eggs in all these different baskets.
Right.
So don't you dare go developing any type of actual, like, human emotion for me just to let you know.
Okay.
And then I guess there's the other one who doesn't mention it at all and leaves this kind of mystery surrounding their dating. But they're also... they leave mystery surrounding the commitment to the person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that's something that's going to get a fuckboy to sweat.
Yeah.
Like, yo, the when you're circling all around, okay.
True. Like, the person may be like, they may be like, so what are we? They'd be like, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
what are we chill here?
Yeah.
In Ottawa, we're here.
I feel like that's something that they don't want, that seriousness, like that depth in a relationship. Because then it's like you have to define things. I feel like it's something they flee from.
Yeah.
If it's like, can we talk? Or can we meet up and talk about something? It's like, what would you want to talk about? Why can't we talk about it? Why can't we talk about it over the phone? Why
we got to meet up
why
for?
Why we got to meet up for?
It's so sweating. It's so true. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, broken promises and it's just like, my frustration is actually like, if someone communicates to you that they're low to no commitment, mm-hmm. as the person who is seeing them, please stop expecting commitment. Like, do you know how stupid it is to hear someone say, I only serve pizza at this facility, and be like, but you got ice cream though.
You got lasagna. What else you got? I only serve pizza.
They just told you they only serve pizza. Why are you asking for other food for?
But they're like, are you trying to start a side hustle on the side?
And they're like, no, but I serve pizza. This is a pizza palace.
It's but they're like, do you see one day that you could serve something else? And you're like, but I serve pizza.
I feel like because fuckboys are so charismatic, they pull you in, they're mm-hmm. interesting usually. It's almost like other people, women, men, whoever date them, mm-hmm. hold on to this hope that somehow one day they will commit and they will be the ones to be able to make that person commit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, don't go breaking your heart. No one has time for that.
But it's this thing where I feel like especially women, it's like they might only hear like one part of the sentence. It's like if someone says, I'm dating casually right now, but maybe one day I'll settle. They hear the maybe one day I'll settle down.
God.
And they hang on to that. And it's like, but the first part is like 80% of what he's telling you.
Cling on that shit for dear life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for dear life.
Right.
That's cool.
And maybe they also play on people's because they're so charismatic, and sometimes like I feel like women don't like if he's the one person that you've gotten like a compliment from. That's not mm-hmm. like, oh, I really like the way you put together your outfit, or I really like the way you look today. Cause I feel like they know how to get people.
Mm.
And so for you who has never had someone say things like that to you, you're kind of like, well, he's showing interest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You as in not we.
Yeah.
Just to clarify. Never been through that.
We as in people.
Cool, yeah.
We're done with that.
Make sure we're not specifying.
We're done with that.
Yeah, we are done with that phase of life. Mm-hmm. But I get what you're saying though. They finally get that validation. They've been maybe mm-hmm. craving their whole lives. So it feels really good.
To hear someone say you look nice, or to hear someone say you're beautiful, right? Especially if you're not someone who hears that often. So you hear that and you're like, he thinks I'm beautiful. Like if it's the first time that you're receiving that from someone,
true.
You're like, okay, he's cute over there. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're not seeing things for what they are.
I think the combination though is like, in order for a fuckboy to get away with what he gets away with,
mm-hmm.
the person has to have quite a low self-esteem.
Yeah. They thrive on your low self-esteem.
Because that shit would not fly with someone.
Come on, vocals. Come on, vocals.
With a higher self-esteem.
I'd be like, cut.
Cut it. Could you do that scene again? less assholey this time.
They thrive on people.
They thrive on that. And it's just like, it's almost like, I almost envision it like they're shark in water.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting to catch their next meal. And it's mm-hmm. just like, these women are like fangirling over them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's just like,
right.
Please don't idealize this person.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about them that's perfect. There's nothing about them that's superior right. to you. Mm-hmm. They're human like you. They have emotions. They have an internal world. They have flaws, even yes. though they are not able to recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
Why place them on this high pedestal and then let them treat you any which way? For what? What do you get from that?
Validation. validation that you are pretty, validation that, you know, someone is interested in you. And so,
I think it's all about that balance, though. Like, what is validation worth? Is it worth
your
stress? Yeah. You know how stressful dealing with fuckboys is? Mm-hmm. Is it worth your well-being? Do you, like, want to lose sleep? Do you want to go? Because even though they may increase self-esteem, they may also decrease self-esteem, too.
Right. And so I feel like it's a lot about working on these women's self-esteem. And I feel like we spoke about last time, it's okay to be alone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you're going to be lonely necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I think just the amount of people I met who are willing to be disrespected just to not be alone, that hurts my heart, man. That hurts my heart. And then on top of that, when they blame themselves for the behavior of the other towards them, that is so painful, because you don't deserve any of that. Mm-hmm. Just because you're alive, you deserve respect, the baseline.
And sometimes out of these relationships, right, can come things that can change your life, like a whole child, or like a
abuse
or even like a sexually transmitted disease, like something that you're gonna have with you, that you're going to carry for the rest of your life. And so I feel like people do have to be more careful.
Yeah. Please.
The conversation got serious real fast.
It did. Weigh your pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
And
walk away if you have to.
If you're confused about a relationship, please go see a professional.
Yeah.
So you could at least have that biased third party to talk to about what's going on for you. Because sometimes it is hard to figure out these things on our own.
I've called it out many times.
Shot caller. Yeah, big baller shot caller. What's next? what is this? A lack of depth.
Yeah. I feel like we touched on that.
Right. So the intimacy is quite low, and you may find that you're striving to be deeply connected, but they're not.
Right. You shouldn't force someone to introduce you to his friends or to have a relationship that's more than casual or just one-sided, you know?
And I always ask people this, even if they've been together for 5, 10, whatever years, but how do you know when you know someone? Because some people will meet someone and a week later they're like, I know everything. Do you?
No, you don't.
The more you know, the more you shouldn't know.
The more you know, the more you shouldn't know. What
because the mean? More you know, the more questions you should have.
That's true.
And I think it's like with everything in life. The more we learn about... Yo, me sitting here stupid as hell thinking that, oh, during my master's, I'm going to get all the information that I need about being a therapist.
That was like 2%.
The more I learned about therapy, the more I don't know. I'm like, I've never felt so confused.
CBT, DBT, mindfulness, psychodynamic,
EFT,
acceptance.
Anyways, we're going on a whole other. But the point of this is, the more you know,
like you don't know.
But that's how it should feel in relationship. The more you know, the more you should be curious about knowing more about a certain thing. Because even though you know some, how deeply do you know it?
Right.
For example, something as simple as, oh, what's your favorite song? Let's say Les Artistes by Santi Gold. Okay.
That was very specific.
But it's a song that came to mind. Imagine if someone was like, okay. But you don't know anything. That's surface. Yeah. You ask, when did you realize it was your favorite song? What about it? What do you enjoy about the instruments? How does it speak to you? What does it mean to you? When did you listen to this in your life? Does it remind you of a specific time? I came up with 7 questions based off of a favorite song. off of one thing, I came up with 7 questions because I don't know what this truly represents for this person in their life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people, before they go hopping into whatever relationships with people, they're so driven by hormones and like, oh my God, I feel love. I feel validated. But how well do you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like love is something you grow into.
Oh my gosh. And sometimes when you start to learn more about someone, you actually start to like them a little less. And then you have to find the love in the things you don't like. That's how that works.
Right. Because we're all so complex.
We are so complex.
So if I ask you questions about what's your favorite color, blah, 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 like these very surface level, that's nothing in comparison to what is like underneath what I have to learn. And I feel like maybe it's not lack of depth, but lack of vulnerability. Like someone who doesn't, like they're tiptoeing about, like around like opening up and talking about things that would make them feel vulnerable.
Yeah, like they don't really,
because then the attachment becomes deeper.
They don't want to share themselves with the people around them.
Right.
Yeah, the attachment becomes deeper, and that's the fear that it will become deeper. So there's like,
and that's like the number one rule.
But, you know, we also have to decipher, though, like, not everyone who avoids intimacy is a fuckboy, by the way. We're just saying that the action of avoiding intimacy may be more prominent in the fuckboy prototype.
Due to their tendencies.
Due to their tendencies. There we go. What else do we have to say about this? I feel like we
kind of spoke about these things.
Right.
And we spoke about this as well. There's less of it today.
Yeah, there's less. But, we did what we had to do with this topic. And in terms of advice, it's, this is something you grow into, especially as you grow older. But you have to ask yourself, like, what is important to you in the world? And why is it important to you? And are you willing to date someone or put in time that doesn't align with your values?
Right.
If not, why are your values so flexible? Why are you willing to let go of who you are for somebody else?
I think that might be unrelated, but I feel like a lot of people, they don't really know who they are, honestly. And so I think that's why it's easy for people to, to flex your and to, bend your values, because your values are not solid and you lack character.
Right. I think the other layer too is that, not everybody has the self-reflective capacity, but not everybody has the opportunity to self-reflect at a deeper level. In order to reach this, self-actualizing stage, you have to be, in a place where it's safe for you in terms of, shelter and having your basic human needs met. So we have to acknowledge that not everybody could be awarded with that privilege, but people who go through tough shit can be very self-reflective too. Yeah. So it really depends on the person. But I think also a lot of people live life on autopilot. What do I need to do today? I need to feed, I need to take care of myself. And then I go to sleep and then I wake up the next day and I do the same thing.
The days become weeks, the weeks become months. And it's like kind of the way that they've been doing things. They've never questioned anything. If everything can stay the same, they're good.
I think that life is mentally peaceful because you're just going through life. Whereas me, I'm sitting there questioning the meaning of life on every drive to work. Like, it's a little exhausting.
It is. But I feel like maybe a balance, like you do question some things, but you still have stability in who you are.
Stability in who you are. And that takes time, but that takes, being able to sit with the discomfort, being able to recognize things like having low self-esteem and kind of understanding the origins of that, and also challenging yourself to put yourself in difficult situations that are going to challenge you to grow and to get to know yourself. Mm-hmm. So many people are so fearful when it comes to getting to know themselves, but trust me, honey, I heard it all.
And some.
And there's nothing that bad about who you are.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
Get to know yourself better.
True. So I guess the reflection question would be, if on my end, it maybe would be, how have you been disadvantaged in certain relationships that you decided to keep?
How have you been disadvantaged in some relationships that you decided to keep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll call it that.
So that will leave you with...